Now it's time to look at your burning genetics questions with the help of naked scientist Martha Enriquez.
Listener Catherine Wells wanted to know about the genetics underlying differences in human skin colour. Why is it that children often have an intermediate appearance between their two parents? Mircea Iliscu from Cambridge University explained.
Skin pigmentation is given by melanin. So melanin is a pigment which is in the skin cells. And melanin is produced in these granules in the cells, which are melanosomes. And this is quite a complex process. Probably more than 100 proteins and genes are involved in producing this pigment. And so the pigmentation eventually depends on the type of melanin, on the amount of these granules of melanin, and on the distribution of the granules in the skin. All this affects how dark or light the skin would be. These days, we measure, for example, with a melanin index. So we have a reflectometer, a machine which just measures skin reflectance, so how light or dark the skin is. And it gives us a melanin index, a value. For example, the range can be, let's say, from 25 to 100, where 25 would be a European skin and 100 would be someone in the equatorial Africa. So because we have a complex process and because there's a high range of variations, it's highly unlikely that one gene only, one change in one gene would cause all these differences. It happens with the eye color from blue to brown. And changes in several genes can alter the pigmentation values. So just to give you an example, the gene which probably has the most effect is one, SLC24A5, which has an effect of about 10-15 melanin index units. That's the most one gene can impact pigmentation. And that is usually in an additive manner. So if you have two copies of each gene, one change would maybe create a difference of 5 melanin index units, and the second copy, if it changes, gives you another 5 or 6. So it's not really dominant like it happens with the blue and brown eyes, where if you have only then one copy of the brown gene, let's call it, you'll get instantly brown eyes. And so this process, there's a combinatorial effect of all these genes, each with their own effect, and depending on what the parents have, then the kid will have an intermediate range and could have darker or lighter skin. And that's how basically the range of pigmentation, that pigmentation in the world is created.
So a large number of genes contribute to human skin colour in a number of different ways, which results in a subtle and complicated process influencing the child's skin colour. Thanks to Mircea Iliscu for answering that question from Catherine Wells.
Thanks, Martha. And if you've got any questions about genes, DNA and genetics you'd like us to answer, just email them to genetics@thenakedscientist.com. You can tweet @nakedgenetics or post on our Facebook page.